Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 23. And the Lord said to Moses, Is the Lord's hand shortened? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not. What a great, penetrating, powerful question. Is the Lord's hand shortened? God says, Is my hand short? The context here is God's people are complaining that they don't have food, and they're grumbling that they would have more food if they were back in slavery in Egypt. And God says to Moses, and by extension to his people, Is my hand short? Like, do you really think I'm unable to provide you food? I'm able to provide you more food than you could ever eat. My hand is not too short to help you. My hand is not too short to save you. And we know that, so it's obvious. And God provides food in Numbers chapter 11. He provides quail for his people, more than they wanted even. And yet, I think about my life, I'm guessing your life too. We sometimes start to think that God's hand is short. We lack faith that God is able to do immeasurably more, Ephesians 3, 19 and 20, than all we could ask or imagine. That his hand is not too short to provide for his people, to provide everything we need, to lead us and guide us, to draw people to himself. We see later in Scripture, his hand is not too short to save. There is no one who is beyond the power of the gospel to save. And yet we can sometimes, when we're sharing the gospel with somebody, we can just start to think, I just don't know if they'll ever come to Christ. Like, don't think that. Like, believe that God has the power to save them. And pray that God would show his power. And your life and your struggles, when you start to wonder, I just don't know if I'll ever get the peace I'm looking for. God's hand is not too short to provide you all the peace you need. You may wonder, I don't know if I'll ever have joy like that again. God's hand is not too short to provide you with joy, with everything your heart most needs. There is nothing in this sense that he is unable to do. He is able to do all things in accordance with his will and his word and his good purposes for our lives. His hand is not short. So God, we praise you. We praise you that you don't have a shortened hand. You are not weak. You are not unable to provide for the good of your people in the glory of your name. You are more than able, immeasurably more than able, to do beyond what we could even ask or imagine right now. So God, deliver us from faith that has a small view of you, a short view of you. God, give us a high, long, wide, like infinitely glorious view of you that believes in you, that believes in your power to do far beyond what we could ask or imagine. Oh God, I just pray for that in my own life, for others' lives, in light of things we're going through right now where we are tempted to wonder if you are able to do this or that. God, please give us the confidence as we pray and as we live. You are more than able to do all that you desire and all that we desire for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.